Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted, organic coffee, and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is here to talk about Tidal Echoes. Welcome, Kelsey Walsh. Hello.
Hi.
Oops, let's get you on the right mic there. Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for being here today. Kelsey, what's Tidal Echoes and how are you involved with it?
Tidal Echoes is University of Alaska Southeast's literary and art journal. They publish an edition every year, and it's one of the only regional literary and art journals in the country. So we take submissions from both residents and UAS students.
And what's your role on it?
Oh, my role, I'm the intern for this semester, and so I pretty much deal with all the clerical work and organizing all the publications for the editing team.
What made you want to work on Tidal Echoes?
I mainly wanted to work on Tidal Echoes because I hadn't done really any journalism roles dealing with submissions and other stuff like that. And it's a big part of the English major in general for positions after graduation.
So is that your major then?
Yeah, I'm an English major over at University of Alaska Southeast.
Okay, cool. What year are you?
This will technically be my senior year, so pretty excited.
Great. Well, thanks for your work on Tidal Echoes. I really enjoy it. It's a great publication. I know people look forward to seeing it every year. Do you have any favorite submissions from past editions?
I do. I was actually just looking at last year's edition. And so this year, for our featured writer, we always have a free featured writer and featured artist. So Maureen Longworth last year wrote a poem called Holy Rivers, which I wouldn't mind reading.
Sure.
So Holy Rivers. Swimming along in your stream, searching the embroidered edge of your heart, I slip through the lace and rickrack. My turn, your turn, finding our way, we navigate the braided river where our lives intertwine. Our perforations temporarily filled, we soak the earth, splash all surfaces. We have no rigid shapes, no geometric expectations. The revolution that drew us becomes communion between us, changing the world, swimming one stream at a time. So that was lovely. Maureen Longworth, and she'll be our featured writer for this edition. So there'll be more stuff for her in this 2020 edition.
And remind me, who was the featured artist and the featured writer last year?
Featured artist and featured writer last year were the artist was Wayne Price, master carver, and then our writer from last year was Lance Twitchell. So they're both in that edition as well, the 2019.
Excellent. Your copy looks so well-worn and dog-eared.
Yeah, there's lots of notes in there. So
yes, it looks very like it's gotten a lot of love. Today, you want to talk about the submissions deadline for the next edition, the one coming out in 2020. Tell us, what do we need to know?
All right. So the submission deadline is December 1st of 2019.
That's what it is. Saturday, isn't
yeah,
it?
It's Sunday, I believe.
Yeah. Yes.
And so it's kind of on a weird day. Usually it's in the middle of the week, but December 1st every year is the deadline. And so people need to try and get those submissions before that deadline. And it's open as of now. It's been open for a little bit. And so hopefully we'll get lots more stuff. And so we're excited.
Yeah. Do you have a lot so far?
Yeah, we have quite a bit. I think last time I checked, we had around 60 or so. And so a lot of those will start rolling in on December 1st. I know a lot of people mm-hmm. will edit them up until the date. So that's always cool to get those in one big chunk.
What sort of things can people submit?
So people can submit prose, poetry, and art. There are some limitations, which can all be found on our site. But the prose needs to be at least below 5,000 words. And poetry, you're limited to submitting 5 poems, so preferably the best 5 ones you got. And then artwork can range. It's all submitted through photographs, so it could be pictures of ceramics, photography, drawings. We've gotten some sculptures and weaving before, so pretty much anything you can take a picture of, we can get in our submissions.
And is there has the featured artist for next edition been selected?
Yes. So we have Pat Race for our featured artist this year, and he's actually designing a custom cover, which hasn't really been done before. So that's really exciting that he decided to do that for us.
A custom cover? What do you mean?
Like he's making artwork for the Tidal Echoes cover versus choosing a piece that has already been published by them. So
gotcha.
We're really excited that he's agreed to kind of work with us on that, and it's going to be really cool. So
neat. Yeah, that sounds like something Pat would do.
Yeah, he's been great to work with. So
excellent. So you mentioned there's a page where everything can be submitted. That's mm-hmm. on the UAS website under Title Echoes. Very easy to find.
Yeah, so it's under the humanities page under Title Echoes.
Okay, great. Once everything is submitted and December 1st is over and done with, what happens next on your end?
On my end, I'm pretty much in charge of compiling all the submissions for the editorial board. So essentially, I'll take all their names off of it so that they can judge unbiasedly and select the pieces based off of the document that I hand them. So that'll be a big bulk of work once December 1st hits.
Sounds like fun, though. I bet you enjoy that part.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting. A lot of the beginning stuff was a lot of promotion, and so it's going to be nice to settle down and look through everyone's stuff and get it all organized.
Great. Approximately when will the next edition of Title Echoes be published?
So usually we have a launch party at the end of the spring semester, so just keep an eye out for that event. It's usually in the Egan Lecture Hall. So.
Yep. And then once it's out, where can we get copies?
I know that previously, usually a lot of local bookstores, the launch party is a great place to pick up a copy. Mm-hmm. They usually have a table out there to sell. But I know in the past we've had Hearthside, Kindred Post, so those places around town will likely have them again.
Great. Well, Kelsey, thanks so much for coming on the show today and talking about Title Echoes, the publication, the artists and the writers who submit to it, and all of that information that future artists and writers need to know to submit an entry. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the publication or your work?
Not too much. I'm just really excited for the community to submit stuff, and I'm excited to see what comes in the next couple of days. So.
And you'll be the first one to see it all, so that's exciting, too. Kelsey Walsh, intern at Title Echoes, UAS, Literary and Art Journal, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you for having me.
And have a great winter semester, and good luck with all the submissions, and good luck with your last year.
Thanks.